Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Key Terminology in AI or ML. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding AI and ML Concepts in the AI or ML Leadership and Strategy for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore essential AI and ML terminology, including concepts such as algorithms, models, datasets, and the training/testing phases. Additionally, we will discuss the importance of these terms in effective communication. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to define key AI or ML terms and understand their significance in the context of the finance and fintech industries, enhancing your ability to engage in meaningful discussions around these technologies. Main content algorithms. An algorithm is a set of instructions or rules designed to solve a problem or perform a task. In the context of AI and ML, algorithms serve as the backbone of the processes that enable machines to learn from data. For instance, in finance, algorithms can be used to analyze market trends, predict stock prices, or assess risk factors. Various types of algorithms are applied depending on the task at hand, including decision trees, neural networks, and support vector machines. Understanding different algorithms allows you to select the right approach for specific applications, which is essential for successful implementation in business contexts. Models. A model is a mathematical representation created through the application of an algorithm against a specific dataset. It is the output of the training process, where the algorithm learns from input data to make predictions or decisions based on new, unseen data. In finance, models can predict loan defaults, optimize investment portfolios, or detect fraudulent transactions. Familiarizing yourself with the concept of models helps clarify how algorithms translate data into actionable insights, making it easier to discuss their implications in business strategies. Datasets. Datasets are collections of data used for training and testing AI or ML models. They are fundamental to the learning process, as the quality and quantity of data directly impact model performance. There are two main types of datasets: training sets and testing sets. The training set is used to teach the model, while the testing set evaluates its performance. For example, a financial institution may gather historical transaction data to train a fraud detection model. Understanding the role of datasets is crucial for ensuring the accuracy and reliability of AI or ML applications in the financial sector. Training and testing phases. The training phase involves feeding a model a training set to learn patterns and relationships within the data. During this process, the algorithm adjusts its parameters to minimize errors in predictions. Conversely, the testing phase assesses the model's performance using a separate data set that it hasn't encountered before. This evaluation is critical, as it determines how well the model generalizes to new data. In finance, effective training and testing can significantly influence decision-making processes, such as approving loans or managing investments. Importance of terminology in communication. Having a solid understanding of AI and ML terminology is vital for effective communication in any industry, especially in finance and fintech. Clear terminology allows stakeholders to articulate their ideas, collaborate on projects, and convey complex concepts to non-technical audiences. Miscommunication can lead to costly mistakes or misunderstandings, particularly when implementing AI or ML solutions. For instance, if a finance professional cannot accurately describe the differences between training and testing phases, it may hinder the development of a robust model. Therefore, mastering this vocabulary is essential for fostering collaboration and driving innovation within your organization. Examples. To illustrate these concepts in a practical way, let's consider a few examples from the finance and fintech context. Algorithm example. Imagine a financial institution that uses a decision tree algorithm to assess loan applications. The algorithm evaluates various factors, such as credit score, income, and employment history, to determine whether to approve a loan. By understanding how decision trees work, you can engage in discussions about optimizing the lending process and improving customer experience. Model example: a fintech startup develops a machine learning model to predict stock market trends based on historical data. By training the model with past stock prices, news articles, and economic indicators, the startup aims to provide clients with actionable insights. Familiarity with model creation allows you to discuss the challenges of data selection and model accuracy. Data set example: a company gathers a data set of past transactions to train its fraud detection model. By using diverse and comprehensive data, the company aims to enhance the model's ability to identify suspicious activities. Understanding the significance of data sets in this context enables you to evaluate how data-driven decisions can mitigate fraud risks. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered key terminologies related to AI and ML, including algorithms, models, datasets, and the training/testing phases. We also discussed the importance of clear terminology in facilitating effective communication within the finance and fintech sectors. With a solid understanding of these concepts, you are better equipped to engage in discussions about AI and ML applications and their implications for your organization. As we move forward in this course, you will deepen your knowledge of how to leverage these technologies strategically. Reflection questions: how can understanding algorithms enhance your ability to make informed decisions in your role? In what ways do you think the quality of datasets impacts the effectiveness of AI or ML models in finance? Reflect on a time when miscommunication occurred due to a lack of understanding of key terminology. How could improved communication have changed the outcome?